Hello, my name is Stanislava Linková and I am a master's student at the Šafárik University in Košice, Slovakia. The research presented in this poster was done in collaboration with Gabriela Andrejková and Norbert Kopčo, and it is about contextual plasticity in sound localization induced by passive exposure to transient sounds. Contextual plasticity is a localization after effect that occurs on the time scale of seconds and minutes. This adaptation has been previously reported in experiments performed in real reverberant and anechoic environments, in which the context was an active task in which the listener was supposed to localize targets presented after a preceding distractor. Here we performed two experiments. Experiment 1 examined whether contextual plasticity occurs while the listener only passively listens to the context. It was hypothesized that if contextual plasticity is mainly caused by adaptation to the distractors, then it would be observed also in this condition. Experiment 2 examined whether contextual plasticity is also observed in virtual environments, both reverberant and anechoic. It was hypothesized that the observed contextual plasticity might be stronger than in experiment 1, in particular in anechoic virtual environment. The results of the experiments confirmed that passive exposure to adapters induces contextual bias in responses, while not excluding the possibility that active listening and the specifics of the contextual listening task also plays a role. Specifically, figure 3 shows that repulsion induced by adapters is in the direction away from adapter, that it grows with adapter laterality and decreases with target to adapter separation. It also shows that contextual plasticity is stronger in virtual environments than real environment, and that it is stronger in virtual anechoic than reverberant environment. Figures 4 and 5 show that buildup of contextual plasticity depends on adapter location. It is slowest for the frontal adapter and fastest for the lateral adapters. Buildup of contextual plasticity also depends on the environment. It is slowest for real reverberant and fastest for virtual anechoic. In a summary, passive exposure to adapters is sufficient to induce contextual plasticity. Contextual plasticity is also observed in virtual environment, and it is slightly stronger in anechoic environment and is weaker and slower for frontal than lateral adapter. Thank you for your attention.